Charlotte Learning Academy officials say they will appeal the State Board of Education Charter Committee's decision not to renew the school's license for next year. If they lose the appeal, the school will close at the end of this year. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Board members voted to close Charlotte Learning Academy last week, citing poor student performance on state exams and student growth targets not being met. The charter has received an F grade from the state since it opened in 2014. State board officials say only about 18% of the charter students are on grade level. But Stacy Rose, the school's principal and founder, notes that over the past 2 years, they were only a percentage point or less from meeting growth targets, and she says test scores do not tell the whole story.
We are just more than test scores. Our kids are graduating. We are doing what we said we would do, serve at-risk youth and make sure they have post-secondary opportunities. I just wish they would have looked more at the bigger picture. So I would just hope that in the hearing, we will get the chance to speak more on that bigger picture.
Charlotte Learning Academy was founded to serve low-income students who struggled in traditional school settings. Rose says a lot of her students were on the brink of dropping out, but 75% are graduating within 4 years and 98% within 5 years.
A lot of these kids are typically left behind elsewhere, but with our smaller school setting in general, they are excelling and actually making it and feeling motivated and confident to excel. Those things should matter.
Rose says of last year's 30 graduates, 23 went to 2- and 4-year colleges. She adds that 38 of the school's 41 seniors this year have been accepted in college. State school board members say they realize that good things are happening at Charlotte Learning Academy, but not enough to warrant renewal. The appeal process could take a month. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.